Good morning, everybody. I'm excited for Sunday school. I'm a little bit nervous. So, to help me cover my nerves, who has the number they want to start with? Yes. 59. So the kids on the front row have the Sunday school books. For everybody else, this is a memory test. 59. Let's talk about Jesus.
Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme, through all eternity, the great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the Lord. Let's talk about Jesus, Lord and Lord. Isn't He wonderful?
Yes, sir. 28. Number 28. Number 28.
For God so loved the world.
Number eight.
Angry words.
bring some stuff with me this morning. Does it look interesting, Avery? Well, hopefully it is. I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need some volunteers. Does anybody here know how to read? Oh, good. Oh, phew. Because I'm going to need some help reading. We have some Bible verses to read. Maybe before we go any further, so I don't forget, I'll ask the Lord Jesus for his help, okay? God and Father and Lord Jesus, I ask for help this morning to present the message that's on my heart. We pray that you'd help me to listen to your word, help each of the kids, help everybody here to listen with open ears and open hearts. I ask for help, for strength, and for calm and peace in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. How about one more and then we'll start into the lesson? Yes. 39. Number 39. I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells us. This morning, I would like to talk about burdens. You might say I have a burden to talk about burdens. Now, a burden is something that you have to carry that's really heavy. And up here at the front, I have a lot of different burdens. And this morning, our lesson has two parts. There's a part here for people, for kids, maybe for teenagers, maybe for adults, but mostly for the kids, who have never asked the Lord Jesus Christ to take their sins away, who've never asked him to be their Savior. And then there's going to be a second part for the kids, the teenagers, the adults, hopefully for everybody, but mostly for the kids, who have asked the Lord Jesus to take their sins away, who know that someday the Lord Jesus is going to take them to heaven. So, burdens. The first burden I want to talk about is the burden of sin. But maybe before I get started, I'm going to hand out the verses. I have 8 verses that need to be read. Can I get some volunteers? All right. There's one for you. One for you. One for you. And one for you. So when it's your turn to read, I'll come over and I'll try to maneuver the microphone without deafening everybody, and you can read. So the first burden that we're going to read about is the burden of, or we're going to talk about is the burden of sin. So, I've got 3 rocks here. And in my pocket, I have my wallet. Now, my wallet's not very thick. I know a guy lived down the street from me. I used to work for him, and his wallet is about that thick. And somehow, he puts that wallet in his back pocket, and he hops in his truck, and he drives around with it. I don't know how he does it, because I wouldn't be able to sit still with something that big in my back pocket. And you know, I need some help here. Is your name Caleb? Does that feel very heavy? No. But you know what? On purpose, I left this in my pocket when I left home. And by the time we got here to Dorothy, 8 hours later, this wallet was a burden. And I'm sure there's some smart aleck out there who would offer to lighten it for me. But just sitting on it for 8 hours in the car made it really uncomfortable. So I have three burdens here. And I need some volunteers to hold these burdens. Perfect. How about you three guys? So you need to stand up and put the burden in your back pocket. First of all, is it very heavy, Levi? No. What do you think, Owen? Is that a heavy burden? No. Well, we'll see how long these guys can carry their burdens for. All right, now that it's in your back pocket, you can sit down. You don't have a back pocket. Oh. Well, I gave it to you. You can hold on to it. We'll see if it works if it's in your front pocket. All right. Your name, Quincy? How's that feel, Quincy? It hurts? Oh, well, right away. I thought maybe this would turn into a toughness competition, but I'm glad it hurts. Now, I need the person who has the verse from Isaiah 55. Is that you, Emily? You have that one? All right, just a sec. All right, did you read that?
There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked.
There is no peace to the wicked. What makes us wicked? We are wicked when we sin. And the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin is when we do what we want instead of listening to what God wants. So when we do things like lying and cheating and disobeying and stealing and being mean and being angry, those are all different sins. And there's a lot more than that. And the Bible says that we've all done sins. Now, Quincy, how's your back pocket feeling? What's that? Still kind of hurts. But I thought you guys said those rocks weren't very heavy. But is it comfortable to sit there? Would you like to hop in your car and drive home? No. You see, God gave everybody here, He gave all you kids something called a conscience. And when you do something bad, something called sin, your conscience starts to poke you. And it starts to say, you shouldn't have done that. That was wrong. And because you guys have grown up with your parents reading you the Bible, you guys have a really good conscience. It works really well. And your conscience makes it so that you don't have any peace. Quincy here, sitting on the front row, he doesn't have any peace because he's got a pain in his bum. He can't sit. It's not comfortable. He's got a rock in his back pocket. And sin is like that. When we sin, it becomes a burden. Even if it's just something small. Even if you say, I haven't done a lot of sins. Or maybe the sins that I did, they aren't really bad. They're still a burden. Now, let's see. Who did I give a paper to next? Was it you? Which one's yours? All right. So now we're going to read about a slightly worse burden. Now the burden's going from a small one that these guys have in their back pocket. You can take it out of your pocket now. So we're going from a small burden, but now the burden's going to get bigger because as we sin, do you think our conscience stops bothering us? If you sin enough, do you eventually get peace? What do you think? If you sin enough, will you get peace? Will eventually your sins all go away if you do enough of them? No, they just get bigger and bigger and bigger and worse and worse. So, Cassandra? All right, you can read your verse.
For mine iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me.
Thank you. That's Psalm 38, verse 4, for anybody who wants to look it up. My iniquities are too heavy for me. So now I need another volunteer. All right, Caleb. Can you come pick this up for me? Is that heavy? Well, now we're going to do something. Can I take your hymn books? Can you hold that? Maybe if you hold it with two hands, it'll feel better. What do you think? You see, after you sin, you're stuck. You can't just get rid of your sins. So can you hold out your hand? I need the one that's holding the bag. See, because there's all kinds of people out there, and they think that maybe they can do something. Does this hurt? Hopefully not too much. Now, can you put your other hand around this one? Yeah, good. You know, last night in gospel, Kevin said that you'll be held by your sins. You'll be tied up by your sins. Do you feel tied up, Caleb? So is there anything that Caleb can do? Can you walk around a little bit? Is he stuck? What do you think, Asa? Is he stuck? Yeah, he's stuck. Do you mind sitting down? He's stuck. He's got this big, heavy burden. And you know what? He's stuck. He can't get rid of it. Now, that bag, it's a very fancy bag. It's an old bag now, but it's made by a company called Coach. And I didn't know this until a few years ago, but apparently Coach bags are very nice. And you know what? Satan does that. The devil, he holds it up, he holds sin up, and he says, "This is really nice. You should do this." And then when we reach out and we do something that God tells us not to, and we grab that sin and we do it, we're stuck with it. And then the devil says, "Well, maybe you should do some more." And you grab some more and some more and some more, and your burden, the big, heavy weight you have to carry, gets harder and harder to carry. It gets heavier and heavier. Now, what are we going to do? So Caleb, are you enjoying carrying that big burden around? No. Why don't you just let go of your burden? Can you stand up and show everybody how you can just let go? Oh, he's stuck. Now, maybe if he wiggled enough, he could get out of my tape job. But Caleb needs somebody to help him. He needs somebody to get him out of his burden, to take away his burden. So, we're going to talk just one more thing about burdens. Vienna, can you read the verse? Sorry.
There is no fear in the love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment.
Fear has torment. And when we carry our burden of sin, it makes us scared. It makes us scared of our parents. It makes us scared of our friends. It makes us scared of God. It makes us afraid of the Lord Jesus. And that's not what He wants. The Lord Jesus wants us to be close to Him. He wants to be our friend. He wanted so badly for us to be close to Him that He went to the cross and He died and He shed His blood so that all of our sins can be taken away. Now, Caleb can't get rid of his burden by himself. He's getting close because he's wiggling in his tape. But you know what? This is just an example. You can wiggle all you want to and you'll never get rid of your burden of sin. You can try doing all the good things you want, and you'll never get out of your burden of sin. So, I need the person with the verse in... Let's see, what's this one? Yes, if you could read that one, Paul.
Psalm 18, 6 and 7. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. You called in trouble, and I delivered you.
Thank you. That is talking about the Lord. That's talking about God. And He said, "You called, and I delivered you." And God says, "I'm the one who can take away that burden." So Caleb, can you come on back up here? He's still got his burden. And you know, there's another verse. I think Who has Matthew 11:28? Is that you, Tom? Can you read that loudly? Thank you. That's the Lord Jesus talking. He says, come to me. Caleb's stuck. He has this burden. He has no way to get rid of it. But I have a pair of scissors. And if I'm careful, we can get rid of this burden in no time flat. And the Lord Jesus died on the cross to take away our burden of sin. Because he doesn't want us to be scared. He doesn't want us to have our conscience saying, you've sinned. You've done evil. You're bad. The Lord Jesus doesn't want that. The Lord Jesus doesn't want us to be far away from him. He wants us to be close. And our burden of sin makes it so that we can't be close to him. There we go. Does that feel a lot better? You know, Caleb feels a lot better now that his burden of sin is gone. Or now that his burden of a purse is gone. And you know what? If you go to the Lord Jesus and ask him to take your sins away, you will feel a lot better. The first verse we read said that there's no peace. If you have no peace, you're never happy inside. You've always got something that's like a pain inside. It feels really heavy in your heart. You can't really be happy. And that's what sin does. That's what our burden of sin does. It ruins it so that we can't be happy. Sin ruins it so that we can't be happy with our friends, with our brothers and sisters, with our parents, and most of all, with the Lord Jesus. But the Lord Jesus doesn't want you to carry your burden of sin. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you feel like you have a big burden, if you feel like you have a small burden, everybody, whether you're big, whether you're small, you can come to the Lord Jesus, and he'll take your burden away. And he's able to take your burden away because he died on the cross to take your burden of sin away. All right. So that's the first kind of burden. And you know, if you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that's something that's awesome. That's something that's special. That's something that nobody can ever take away from you. You know, this burden of sin, the Bible says that as far as the east is from the west, that's how far God takes our transgressions, our sins, and takes them away from us. He takes them so far away we can never find them. And God takes our burden of sin, and he gets rid of it. He takes it away. He says, their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more. Because God looks down and he sees you, and he sees that you believe in the Lord Jesus and that you trust his blood to take your sins away, and he says, you are saved. And he looks at you, and instead of seeing your big, heavy burden of sins, he takes that burden away. He gives you peace and joy in your heart, and he says, now I see the Lord Jesus when I look at you. Wouldn't that be awesome? For God to be able to look down from heaven and see the Lord Jesus, his beloved Son, who died on the cross, to see him instead of your big burden of sins. And the Lord Jesus says that no one can pluck you out of his hand. Now, that was the part for people who've never asked the Lord Jesus to take their sins away. And you know, if you've never asked him to take your sins away, it's not hard. But you have to realize two things. You have to realize that your sins are bad, awful, terrible. And you have to realize that the only person who can help you is the Lord Jesus. And right now, in your chair, if you feel like you have a heavy burden, ask the Lord Jesus to take it away, and he will. Don't wait. Don't keep carrying that burden. So now, for the kids, the teenagers, the adults, everybody who's saved, I want to share something else about burdens. Sam, do you have the verse that says Psalm 55? Can you read that for us in a loud voice? Thank you. Psalm 55, 22. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. So, you know, I decided on, I think, Tuesday what I was going to talk about. I was debating talking about something else, and I decided to talk about burdens. And then last night, the Lord decided that I needed to be tested on what I was going to talk about, and so He's sending a snowstorm between us and our house. And that was a burden to me. I heard about it at supper, and I thought, I don't want to drive through a snowstorm. It's no fun driving through snowstorms. It's hard. It's stressful, especially after dark. It takes a long time. You don't get home as fast in a snowstorm. And I began to have a burden in my heart. It wasn't a burden of sin. It wasn't because my sins were on my heart, because my sins are gone. I asked the Lord Jesus to take them all away many years ago. But I began to have a heavy feeling in my heart. And it was no fun. And so the Lord made me come to Him and cast my burden on Him. So, has anyone here ever felt sad? Anyone here ever felt like there was something that they were worried about? Something they didn't want to do? Somebody they didn't want to see? Something they were scared of? There's all kinds of different burdens that we can have, different things that bother us, different things that make us unhappy. And after we're saved, God doesn't want us to carry all these heavy burdens around. He wants us to take those burdens and throw them on Him. It's what we get to do once our sins are gone, once God is our friend, once the Lord Jesus is our Savior. He wants us to come close to Him and give our burdens to Him. So now, we've got different burdens. And Galatians chapter 6 talks about burdens. It says, every one of you shall carry his own burden. So I need 3 more volunteers. You, sir, and Warren, and are you Connor or Cody? What's that? Connor. All right, so we've got Connor and Cody and Warren. So, here we have a freezer bag. Here we have a Walmart bag. And here we have Emma's purse. Sorry. Now, each of these burdens is different. Do you think God is only able to look after just one kind of burden, Cody? Think He can look after all the burdens? Even if they're different? All right. So, who wants to carry the purse? Oh, yeah, you pointed to him. All right. I'm sorry. Who wants to carry the freezer bag? All right. And Warren, you get to carry the Walmart bag. Now, you know, that Walmart bag, it's not very fancy. And Connor here, he doesn't really like the flowery purse. But maybe there's some people here, they look at Connor's burden and they think, hey, I want that burden. That's a fancy burden. It's got a shiny handle and a shoulder strap and a nice buckle and flowers all over it. I wish I had that burden. But you know, does the Lord want us to look at other people's lives and say, I wish I was more like that kid? Or, you know, I wish I had that teenager's life. Or, I wish I was more like my friend. Is it heavy, Warren? No? Is it ice? No. There's Gatorade and windshield washer fluid for the trip home. But you know what? Cody has a different burden. And inside of Warren's Walmart bag, there's tools. You know, maybe you look at some people and you say, oh, I don't want their burden. Their burden's like a Walmart bag. You can keep your burden. But if that gets heavy, Warren, can you put it down? Well, you could. Because you see, after you're saved, you aren't stuck. Before you get saved, you're stuck with your sins. But after you're saved, you aren't stuck. You can take your burden and cast it on the Lord. So, well, don't drop it on your toes. Why don't you cast your burden away, Warren? You throw it away? He threw his burden away. Good job. High five. He got rid of his burden. You want to throw your burden away? It says, cast your burden on the Lord. Throw your burden away. There we go. You want to throw your burden away? I know you do. Don't throw it too far. Each one of these guys, they cast their burden away. They threw it. All right, you can go sit down. Thank you, guys. You know, the Lord wants us to take our burden, whatever it is that's bothering us, and take it and throw it on Him. He doesn't want us to carry it around. Because sometimes our burdens can get so heavy to us that we say, I'm really sad. And maybe we start to think that the Lord doesn't love us. And maybe we start to think that our parents don't love us. And maybe we start to think that the Lord doesn't have a plan for us. All these different things can start to happen when we try to carry our burdens. But the Lord wants us to take our burdens and throw them on Him. But there's one more type, or one more part to this that I want to talk about. Who has the verse in Galatians chapter 6? Is that you? All right, Summer. Can you read it with a loud voice? No? All right.
Galatians 6:2. Bear ye one other's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Thank you. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now I have one more burden up here. And let's see, who wants to help out? Who hasn't helped out yet? All right, Clara? All right, come on up, Clara. I have a burden here, and this is the biggest burden of them all. Can you pick it up for me? Is that pretty heavy? So you see, Clara has a really heavy burden. And in Galatians, it says, everyone shall bear his own burden. So the Lord has something in your life, and He has something in my life, and He has something in your friend's life that's different. And it's not good to covet and to want what other people have in their lives. Because you don't know what other people are going through. What you need to do is you need to accept what the Lord has given you and cast your burden on Him. But then there's another verse that says, bear ye one another's burdens. That means help out. And so that's talking about burdens that are really, really big. Not just a small burden, but a really big one. So, I need 3 more volunteers. All right, you 2 guys haven't helped yet. You want to help, Betsy? All right. Because inside this backpack, there's 4 bags. Now, did you have a really hard time, Clara, lifting this? No? Oh. I thought you were having a hard time lifting it. But you know what? If we take 1 bag out, can you hold that for me? Is that a lot easier than holding the whole thing? Oh, so we have somebody helping. What's your name?
Daniel.
Daniel, do you mind helping out Clara? Can you hold that? Just be careful, the bags might rip. And what's your name?
Andrew.
So Daniel's helping, and Andrew's helping. And I'll help out too. Now, Betsy, can you pick up the backpack? Is that easy? Oh, now it's easy. I think Clara had to work pretty hard to pick up that backpack the first time, even if she won't admit it. But you know what? Betsy's able to pick up that backpack. Why? Because she has people helping her. And so it says, bear one another's burdens. Thank you, guys. Just careful when you put them down. And God wants us to help each other. How do you do that? How do you bear one another's burdens? I'll show you one way. And it's something that I don't do very well. One way you can help is you can pray. Can you believe that? Did you know that praying helps? We can go to the Lord Jesus and we can pray for people. We can tell them their names. And maybe if we know them, we can tell them a little bit of what their burden is. And when we pray for other people, it's like we're going up beside them. And we're grabbing part of their heavy load and we're helping them lift it. And we can go every day. And maybe if it's a really heavy burden, we can go many times a day and help that person carry it. You know another way you can help carry somebody's burden? I think everybody here is able to do this. Let's practice. Can everybody do this? Oceana, can you smile? Hey, there we go. Let's see, anybody in the front row not smiling yet? You know what? You can give a smile. And a smile can help lift somebody's burden. Everybody here in the front row have two arms? Everybody have two arms? If it's somebody you're close to, you can go up and you can give them a hug. Did you know that a hug can help lift somebody's burden? Another way you can lift somebody's burden is to be kind. A few months ago, I missed gospel because I was sick. And there's a very sweet lady in Rideau Ferry. And the next day, on Monday afternoon, a bowl of soup showed up at our door. Because she had heard that I was sick, and she brought me a bowl of chicken noodle soup. Is there anything fancy about chicken noodle soup? No. But you know what? She was helping carry my burden. She cared about me. She loves me. And she gave me a little bowl of soup because she loved me. And so we can do things. The book of Ephesians says, be kind one to another. Be tender-hearted, forgiving one another. And that's how we can help pick up other people's burdens. When there's something that's really heavy and hard to carry, you can go and you can smile. And you can show them that you love them. You can be happy and help them out. And that's something the Lord Jesus wants. Is there anybody here that's too young to smile? Are you too young to smile, Betsy? Oh, wait, you're smiling right now. Your name, Felicity? Are you able to give hugs? Yeah. Let's see, Oceana, can you give hugs? You're able to give a hug? Yeah. What about you, Evelyn? Can you smile? Maybe. What's your name? What's that? Molly? Can you smile, Molly? These are things we can all do. It doesn't mean that we have to do something big or something fancy. You don't have to be able to make soup. Something small can help somebody else carry their burden. And that's what the Lord Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to help each other. And that's something we get to do after we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to take away our burden of sin and to save us. So, who has another song? We'll sing one or two more and then we'll close. Alright, what do you want, Caleb? 67. I suppose you want your hymn book back too. 67. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see.
Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. There's a fire up above, looking down in tender love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. There's a fire up above.
My heart was stained
with sin until the Savior came in. His precious blood I know has washed me white as snow. And in the third of glory,
have one more burden. It's a very nice burden. It's really not much of a burden. There's a very kind lady, I think from up in North Jersey. Anybody like this stuff? Yeah? Well, I got some smiles. All right. I'm going to sit here on the corner, and after Sunday school, if you do it very quietly, is it okay if they come up while you're making announcements, Mark? All right. Just be quiet, okay? Don't mob me. All right? And you guys can come up and get some candy. Let's pray.